You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Razabani for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. With me on Zoom today, former world champion Liam Smith. Liam, how are we doing?
Not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Enjoying the sunshine, the spring?
Yeah, enjoying the spring, enjoying the positive people who are, you know, people seem to be out and about now that lockdown's slowly but surely getting lifted a little bit. But it's good to see, obviously, the weather coming back into it and people being a little bit upbeat rather than, you know, down in the dumps.
The sun does make a big difference to your mood and mentality, doesn't it?
It does, especially in this country, it does, mate. We don't get much of it. So, you know, when the sun's out, people make the most of it in this country.
No, absolutely. Liam, want to jump straight into it. We saw Canelo Alvarez return back into the ring. Only 9 weeks out since he fought, obviously, your brother Callum against Avni Yildirim. Everyone expected Canelo to win. What did you make of his performance?
Just dominance, just levels, just proved as, you know, as how good he is, and kind of proved what everyone thought, that he was made for Canelo. He just proved Yildirim was made for Canelo. You know, stylistically wise, Yildirim was going to come. I know a lot of people thought Yildirim would come with a little bit more pressure than he did, but regardless, I just think stylistically wise, he was made for Canelo, and Canelo just seems to be getting better and better, like I've said before.
Are we witnessing greatness? Are we witnessing a legend, a future Hall of Famer? Is that what's in front of us right now in Canelo?
Definitely, yeah, in my eyes, yeah. You know, you see that picture going round. You know, my grandfather told me about Chavez, you know, blah. My dad told me about whatever, and I'll tell my kids about Canelo Alvarez. And I think that's, you know, coming into fruition. He's just, like I say, he's getting better and better. And you know, he's only 30 years of age. I want to say only, you know, people think because he's been around a long time, fourth division world champion, that he could be coming to 35, 36, like Mayweather was when he became that era. But, you know, he's still in his prime, and by the looks of it, he's getting better and better, and he's getting more ambitious than ever. You know, he's still trying to break records, create history, and, you know, good on him. You know, good on him. Somebody of that stature and that, you know, the high caliber and, you know, money wise, good on him wanting to stay active. You know, if you look at it now, he got out the ring last night, and all being said, I know he doesn't struggle making 168, but he's got to make a decision now. How long does he have off? You know, how long does he have off now? He's got 10 weeks now till he fights Billy Joe. And does he have 2 week break? Does he have a 1 week rest? You know, it's interesting to see, but you've got to take your hat off to him. You know, he's the biggest draw in world boxing at the moment, and he's still wanting to be that active.
He got a lot of criticism from fans to say, who is this Yildirim guy? Why is he your mandatory? But in all fairness to Canelo, if he really, really wanted to, he could have delayed Yildirim and fought him in May. He obviously fought Callum. 9 weeks later, he fights Yildirim, gets his mandatory out the way, which opens the doors to mega fights in May and September.
Yeah, but look, you know, I think people are looking, I think that's unfair. And I've criticised him in the past for avoiding Golovkin at that time, you know. But on this occasion, I can't criticise him because he had to. And, you know, we knew, you know, if Callum beat Canelo, that would fight would have had to have happened. You know, the WBC title got put on the line for Callum and Canelo on the basis of the winner has to defend against Avni Yildirim within 90 days or 120 days. And people don't see that side of, like, maybe contracts or agreements. And, you know, if he wants to be a four-division champion, he had to fight Yildirim, a four-belt champion. Otherwise, he had to, you know, would have had to vacate. And you can say, oh, the WBC would not strip Canelo. Maybe so, but I just think good on him. He's just thought, you know what, I'll fight my mandatory. It's another fight. I'm staying busy. And it's not Canelo's fault that Avni Yildirim is his mandatory. You know, the argument should be pointed at, why is Yildirim mandatory challenger? He hasn't won a fight for, you know, 2 years I think his last fight, you know, he lost to Anthony Dirrell. I'm presuming that was his last fight, and I think he's failed a drug test since then. So it's not to do with Canelo. It's to do with why was Yildirim still mandatory challenger at that point? Canelo's just done what he was told to do.
Liam, you obviously fought Canelo 6 odd years ago now. Obviously, Callum fought him a couple of months ago. Everyone was hopeful that Callum, with his size, reach, with his jab, power, big for the weight, would cause Canelo problems. Obviously, after the fight, when you've obviously sat down with Callum, I know he was devastated. It's all good planning outside the ring. Obviously, in the ring, it becomes a different fight at times. But what was kind of Callum's assessment when you kind of sat down together as brothers?
Again, we haven't sat properly recently, but just after, just how good he was, how Callum said, a big thing was Callum was how quick and easy he closes the gap, you know, with his feet and his pressure. Callum noticed that straight away. He's just a very good fighter. I've tried to justify this. Sometimes you've got to just take your hat off to elite fighters like him. He's in a category of his own, you know, with a slight few who are as good as he is. You know, there's world-class fighters and there's elite fighters, and he is elite for me. And, you know, you have to just applaud that sometimes. Obviously, you don't want to applaud it and be in awe of losing, because nobody likes losing, and, you know, nobody wants to lose. You know, some people are happy to lose, some aren't, and you know, we're cut from that cloth that I'm not happy to lose. I don't care how good you are. But in his defense, you've got to say how good he is. And the more, you couldn't convince me when I lost to him, you couldn't comfort me and say, look, you've lost to a very good fighter there, because I told you where to go. I didn't care. But then now, you know, 4 or 5 years on, you're looking and just thinking, you know, there's no shame in losing to him. The way I lost to him also, and I think, you know, maybe my performance weren't as bad as I thought. When I'm looking at fighters now with bigger attributes, you know, bigger size advantages than I had, you know, obviously these fighters getting in with Canelo now, was Canelo getting in with me? If you know, in a size advantage, you know, he was a lot bigger than me muscle-wise, and he's just getting better and better, my point is he's getting better and better, and I can't see anybody beating him unless he tries to go a step too far.
Obviously announced Billy Joe Saunders gets his shot. I know Billy, that fight was close to be made almost a year ago last year. A lot of people say Billy's style, being a southpaw, a slick boxer, will give Canelo problems. Do you feel like, and they also bring comparisons to that Lara fight. Now, obviously that Lara fight was 7 years ago, and since then, Canelo is a completely different fighter. But does Billy cause him problems? Can Billy cause an upset?
Stylistically-wise, he can. Of course he can, you know, and he's got a style that no matter who you match Billy Joe with, that phrase will come into mind. He's got a style that can cause anyone problems. And, you know, by all accounts, he should and he will cause problems, but I just don't think he will. I just think Canelo's that good a fighter now that he adapts. Obviously, the clarification and the, you know, like the point towards the Lara fight, you can justify it. You know, Lara done very well with Canelo. All being said, Canelo's a lot better fighter now than he was then. You know, a few fighters were pushing him close then. You know, even, you know, Alfredo Angulo was having a bit of success with him. You know, Austin Trout, who's a southpaw, but not a sharp southpaw like a Billy Joe or a Lara. So I just think you have to look at Canelo then and now. You know what I mean? And I touched on it before. I think he's getting better and better. And he's a lot better fighter now than he was back then. But Billy Joe, on paper, has got the style and all the attributes to trouble him. But, you know, I think Canelo's that good a fighter now. I think he adjusts.
Everybody says Billy has the best chance. Billy's stepped up with Andy Lee. He beat him. It was a close fight, but he beat him. He then had a great performance against David Lemieux. Close fight with Chris Eubank Jr., which he won as well. But has Billy had enough of those top elite level fights to prep him for someone like Canelo?
No, but also he hasn't had many tough miles on the clock, Billy Joe. There's just loads of pros and cons to that question. You know, there's having Canelo in front of Billy Joe will make Billy Joe train, will make Billy Joe be in the best shape, will give Billy Joe fear. Billy Joe has to have all them things in his mind now because of the golden and the slagging he's done with Canelo for over the past years. You know, Billy Joe will not want to lose to Canelo after everything he said over the past 4 years about Canelo Alvarez. So Billy Joe's got all that in his mind, which is going to try and make the best Billy Joe turn up. And I was having Canelo Alvarez in front of you. It's got to make you try and, you know, turn up in the best shape possible. And but the, you know, the cons is Canelo's fought the best of, you know, the best of the best or every fight, and Billy Joe's hasn't really been as active as he can. So there's pros and cons, but, you know, the fight's on now. I think Billy Joe's wanted to fight for a long time. And, you know, Canelo gets a chance to become 3 belts out of the 4. Billy Joe also gets that chance, and Billy Joe gets the chance to prove what he said for a number of years now.
Okay, Liam, in terms of yourself, any updates? We know Eddie's got a packed schedule coming up over the couple of months ahead. Any updates on yourself and when you might be
out? Yeah, you know, I'm waiting on a contract being finalised. I think I'm fighting in Russia on May the 8th, the same day, funny enough. But we're just waiting on the final bits of a contract coming through now, and hopefully it can be announced in the next couple of days. You know, I think everything's, you know, all systems go. I think we've agreed on nearly everything now, and hopefully it can be signed and announced in the next couple of days.
Yeah, what's the goal for you? What's left? You've become a world champion. You've been around a while, achieved a lot in the sport. What's kind of the goal? Is there a name? Is there a belt? Is there a person you're after?
There was names, but I might as well say names to brick walls. You know, by all accounts, every name I've said has come into play and then drifted away. You know what I mean? And I got the Kell Brook fight was all but done, supposedly. You know, I went to Sheffield for this fight with Mark DeLuca. Done numerous interviews and then it just fell away. The same with Jesse Vargas. That seemed to be, you know, on the table and then just seemed to fall away. So I'll concentrate on myself and myself only now. I'm not going to, I've said with the Vargas situation, you know, that ship sailed for me now. If he wants to come back on the table, then put it on the table. Don't be interviewing me about it and talking about Jesse Vargas to me again, because I've mentioned it enough times when people will be getting bored of it now. Fucking hell, is he still going on about Jesse Vargas? I don't want to be known as that. So rightly so, I've gone and, you know, took the book into my own hands, and me and my management team, MTK, have gone and, you know, we've made a fight. We'll go to Russia, and that puts me right back in the picture. You know, I'm fighting an unbeaten Russian. He's in the same rankings. I'm number 3 with the WBO at 154. The titles are changing hands, and when you ask me what I feel I've got left in me, I feel I've definitely got another world title with the weight division I'm in and the champion that are around my weight. You know, the titles are changing hands. It could again become wide open, but at the end of the year, depending on what, you know, what Charlo does, Brian Castano's just beat Patrick Teixeira. There's no Canelo Alvarez in 154 now. You know, there's no name who's just going to take over the division. The titles, the WBO titles just swapped hands again. Teixeira to, you know, went from Munguia, Teixeira, Castano. So there's no one at 154 now that I think, oh, well, I can't beat him. So that's that. So I feel I've definitely got another world title in me, and you know, I'll push towards that now. I know I'm in the autumn of my career. I'm 32, but I feel I've got a lot left to give, and, you know, it won't be for lack of trying.
A very young-looking 32, I must say. Liam, we look forward to the announcement on the opponent and the details in the coming weeks. Thank you so much for giving me a little bit of your time. Stay well, stay safe, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you very, very soon.
Nice on me, thanks.
Liam Smith, IFL TV, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.